We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Evan Hoezer, Hilchos Kiddushin, Halacha Gimel, and we're towards the end of paragraph Chaf, the subparagraph that begins in our volumes, it's page 103, the left-hand column, the first column about a third way down, Vezehu Bechinas Mashikosov Rabbeinu Zal. We've been discussing the topic of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, the written Torah and the oral Torah. We've spoken about the difference between Yediyah Bichlal and Yediyah Bifrat, a general recognition of Hashem, a general recognition and awareness that there's a creator. And we've spoken about a Yediyah Bifrat, which involves a constant study of the entire Torah to really become aware of what Hashem is all about. And now Rav Nosson Zalei adds one little piece to that discussion, and then we're going to go into another topic. What we've been learning till now is related to what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, Shehatzadikim oisin mehanishma naase minister nigla ein shom. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show that tzadikim are always climbing. They're always trying to go higher and higher in closeness to Hashem, and they're always taking the level that originally was something hidden from them and studying it until it becomes revealed to them. And then they go to a higher level of something hidden as they're climbing the ladder. For example, you have a person in grade school, a person who's in third grade. The knowledge of fourth grade is something they don't have yet. That's nistar to them. They don't know that knowledge. As soon as they get up to there, as soon as they get up to fourth grade, then their nistar becomes fifth grade. It keeps climbing. And the tzaddikim are always converting nishma into naseh, Nistor into Nigla, and getting a new Nistor, a new Nishma. Hainu Bechina Hanal. This is tied into what we spoke about earlier. Shehemoisim Tzimtzumim Vitikunim Bo'ifen Sheyuchlu Legalois Sisrei Nistorois. The great tzaddikim are always learning how to make vessels and how to accomplish what needs to be accomplished in order to allow them to reveal secrets of Torah, kedei lahamshich hanistor lebechinas nigla, in order to convert that which was originally hidden, that the Jews were not aware of, to turn it into nigla, to make it available to the Jewish people, kedei lasos mebechinas nishma, in order to take that which was originally nishma, bechinas Torah shebal peh. Nishma means that which is heard, not written down. Something that's been passed down only by word of mouth, to make it into Bechinas Naaseh, to change it from Nishma to Naaseh, Shehu Bechinas Torah Shebichsav. Asiya, making, the term Asiya is used to refer to the essence of Gashmius, the most tangible and down-to-earth kind of method, like in a sense. Kedei lehoyer hoemuna b'toichef hoasiyav kanal. Because that's what the tzaddikim are really striving to do. They're really trying to enlighten the gashmius, this physical, materialistic world, to enlighten us about faith in Hashem. V'alkein hitiru rabbeisenu zal lichtov Torah shebal peh. And it's for this reason that at some point in time, the rabbis gave permission to write down the oral Torah, that which was originally oral. It was not to be written down. They changed the rule to allow it to be written down. Ki oz, ki shehitiru, because at that point in time, when Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi made the decision to write down the Mishnahs, kvar hoya sefer HaZohar HaKadosh Boilam, the Zohar HaKadosh had already been introduced into the world. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was before Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal's son, Rabbi Elazar, was a friend of Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi. And she'ikar hamshochas hatikunim legaloi sisrei Torah hoyu al yodoi. And we know that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his Zohar Kodesh were the ultimate tikun in allowing secrets of Torah to be revealed to the world. He was the first tzaddik who was given permission to teach secrets of Torah to such a degree publicly to his students and to have it written down. And as a result of this great tzaddik, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, teaching these secrets of Torah to his students, and that being written down, that opened a door for a whole new program in Klal Yisrael, whereby the entire Torah Shebal Peh would be allowed to be written down, and thereby make from Nistor Nigla min Nishma Naaseh Shehu Bechinas Ksav Kanal. As we said earlier, to be able to take that which originally was only something that was heard and to be allowed to write it down, that's bringing it down to Asiya. Writing means much more tangible than something that's only being heard. Alkein yecholin utzrichin achshov lichtov hakol. And it's from that point on that it became possible and permissible, and not just permissible, but required to put everything in writing. That all the rabbis of the Gemara, the Rishonim, Achronim, and even up to today's rabbis, recognize the importance of taking their teachings that they're sharing orally with their students, and putting it into writing. Paragraph Chof Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes this to another level. Till now we were talking about oral versus written. But when the Torah was written originally, it was really written. It was handwriting, one letter at a time. Person would write it, and if another person wanted a copy, they had to borrow that copy and sit down at home for a couple of days or a couple of weeks and write over the copy that they borrowed from another person. That's how it was until V'zehu b'chinas hadposas sforim kidoshim shel haTorah kedoshah shenispashto achshav b'yoser. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we come to a new phase in Judaism, which is the publishing, printing and publishing of holy books of the Torah, which Rav Nosson Zal writes during his time, which is the early 1800s, was when this started to take off. Shehu dovor godol. This is something of major significance, v'hu hiskarvus Moshiach. And this is one of the things that's making a major difference in bringing closer the coming of Moshiach. Kimavura b'hatoyra chodi Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbi Nachman explains in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, sheribui hasforim heim toiva gedoila v'tikun godol Yisrael. That the more holy books that are written and published and spread, this is a major benefit to the Jewish people and a major tikkun. This is a major rectification. Kama shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Samach Aleph in Likutei Moran, shekvar yesh sforim harbei. Rabbeinu Zal wrote in his time, in the late 1700s, Rabbeinu Zal wrote that there are currently many holy books, v'oida siden lioi sforim rabim, and there's going to be many, many more, v'chulam tzrichim lohoilam, and all of them are needed by the world, by the Jewish nation, v'osur lahalik al echad mehem, and it is forbidden to make fun of any of them. Kirak hasforim hamedabrim mechakirois, because it's only those sforim which were authored by rabbis, but which speak about philosophy, tzrichim laharchik kemetachave keshes. A person has to distance themselves from them, keep far away from them, as far as the arrow is shot from the bow. Ulevaram mibesoi, and to destroy them, to get rid of them, to get them out of your house, Bebir chametz usoer. The same way a Jew gets rid of chametz and soer when it comes to Pesach, ve'yoyser ve'yoyser, and even more so, to take the getting rid of these sfarim more serious than getting rid of chametz for Pesach. Vafilu im chibram gedoyle Yisrael, and even if they were authored by leading rabbis in the Jewish people, yihye mishayye, no matter who it is, tzrichim biur mibeisoy rishusoy, they must be gotten rid of from a person's home and from his possession. Not even in your backyard, not even in the basement. Ki oisrim b'mashehu yoiser michometz usoer. We know that the Torah tells us that chometz and soer are unique in that when it comes to any other forbidden items in Judaism, usually it's only if it's a certain size, the size of an olive, the size of an egg, etc. Chometz is unique that even a mashehu, the tiniest drop, you're not allowed to have in your home on Pesach. So Rav Nosson Zal says that these sfarim are also osur b'mashehu. The tiniest drop of it is unhealthy, dangerous to a Jew's soul. And Rav Nosson Zal explains why he's saying that these sfarim are even worse than chametz. Ki chametz hu se'or heim loisa se'achas oishtayim. Because if a Jew has chametz or se'or in his home on Pesach, he has violated one or two mitzvahs of the Torah. Aval sforim elu, whereas if a Jew, chas v'shalom, has any of these sforim in his house, sforim that speak about philosophy, kol divrehem noigim bichlal emunas beis Yisrael. All the words in those books are a threat to the faith of a Jewish person, to pure faith in Hashem and faith in tzaddikim. Alkein, therefore, bevadai ein lachloik kovoy beinyan ze afilu legodol shebigdoilim. Therefore, we do not show any respect when it comes to this type of thing, even to the greatest of the greatest, even the greatest rabbi, if he went ahead and delved into philosophy, into these kind of questions, and wrote books on this that threaten people's faith in Hashem, Rav Nosson says we do not hesitate at all to come out against it in this way. Because of the fact that this could cause people to stumble in their faith in Hashem, lezalzel bechvoid kol haTorah ubechvoid Moshe v'Yisrael, and to end up showing disrespect to the entire Torah and to Moshe Rabbeinu and to the Jewish people. Ki kol divrehem kemat kerois cherev neged divrei kol hatanoim v'ha'amayroim agdoishim v'anayroim. Because all of their words, the words that are found in these sfarim that speak about philosophy, Jewish philosophy, all of their words are like knives against the rabbis of the Gemara, the tanoim, the holy amayroim, asher koton shebekulam, where we know that the smallest one of the rabbis of the Gemara, hoyoyochoy lahachyois mesim, was on a level to bring a dead person back to life. K'moshom Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, page 10, that Andrianus, the emperor of the Romans, who was a chavrusa with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, at one point they were very close, Andrianus said to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and this is actually written in the Gemara, Yedana, I know very well, Dizutri Debechu, that the lowest one of you, Yadi Lahachyos Mesim, is capable of bringing a dead person back to life. So the rabbis of the Gemara were such holy tzaddikim, and these books were sforim that deal with philosophy, Jewish philosophy, even ones written by Rishonim and Achronim, the people that study them, we find suddenly they don't have the same attitude whatsoever to the Torah Shebal Peh, to Tanoim and Amoroim. Everything is subject to question, and there's the Tanoim and there's the Greek philosophers. Even the Gemara says that there were things that they debated, so They're both very smart people, very intelligent people. And Rav Nosson Zal here is emphasizing this, that we see that people that study those books, it undermines in the worst way possible their faith in Hashem, in terms of faith, and especially faith in tzaddikim. Vilifomim elu sifrei hachakirois heim goinvin das Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says sometimes these philosophy books fool people. They fool the people that are reading them. Veroitzim lahachnis deoseim horois vazorois betoich divrei raboisenu zalakdoshim, whereby they weave together words from the Gemara, words from other sources, with their own opinions. So that a person doesn't really know which is which. He reads it, it looks to the person, feels to the person like he's reading a Gemara, just about. Or he's reading a Sefer, a regular Sefer of Halach, of Hashkafa, of Arishon. And he doesn't realize that some of the things there are based on Gemara, some of the things there are based on Greek philosophy and other junk, other stuff that's extremely harmful to a Jewish soul. That's sometimes. Sometimes it's not so obvious. Vilafamim, and other times, he mesirim habusha me'al peneihem, they remove the shame from their faces. They're not ashamed, they're not embarrassed. Umeizim mitzchon negdom, and they actually show chutzpah in speaking openly against statements in the Gemara, in the Medrash, in the Zohar HaKodesh. V'cholkim aleim, they disagree. V'koifrim b'divreim b'feirish, and they show clearly that they do not believe in the words of the Gemara or the Torah Shebal Pen general. U'poiskim din li'atzmon shemuter lachloik al divrei ha'Gemara b'mokoim she'ein din yoytze misham. And some of these people have made a decision, they have paskined for themselves, they have decided that it is permissible for a Jew to disagree with a rabbi in the Gemara, a Tana, a Moira, if it's not directly related to a halacha, if there isn't a specific halachic ramification. You know, as if the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat milk, I can't say you are allowed to eat milk. But if it doesn't involve halacha, if it's a hashkafa issue, if it's an ideology issue, or if it's how we look at certain things, there I can say I beg to differ. Chas v'sholem. Rav Nosson Zal says, Oy loznayim shekach shoymois. Woe is to the ears that hear this kind of heresy. Ki eich yiftzu peh. How in the world can they open up a mouth? She'ein din yoytze misham. In implying that it's not a halachic issue, that this isn't really a halachic issue. What are you talking about? Ki aloi kol dinei ha-toyra yoytzim me'elu ho'agodois she'em cholkem aleim. All the laws of the entire Torah are based on some of those ideological things that are mentioned in the Agodos, in the stories of rabbis in the Gemara, or the stories of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov that we have. Me'achar she'elu hu Agodos mechazkim es hu emuna al yidei sipur hanisim v'nefloes. Since the story portion of the Gemara, the Agoda, is the thing that strengthens our faith in Hashem, faith in tzaddikim, by hearing the miracles that Hashem performed for the Jewish people and the great miracles that the tzaddikim were able to perform at some times. U'musoram haniflu kiyotze, and the incredible musar, the midos tovos, and all the incredible good things that we learn from that part of the Torah, from the story portion of the Gemara. How shekol divrehem kegacha leyesh, where all the words of the rabbis and the tzaddikim are like hot coals, kidei lahadrich, like coals of fire, kidei lahadrich esodom bederech haTorah kedusha, in to guide the Jewish people to follow the path, the holy path of the Torah, bederech havosenu, the path that our forefathers followed from the time of Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehem And these Jewish philosophers, these people who write these other Svarim, Roitzim Lahafleich Esakaira Kasashom, they want to turn the whole pot upside down. Ki'ilu yesh rishus lachloik ala godois rabbeisenu zal, as if we have permission, as if a rishon or an achroin is allowed to disagree or not believe in stories of the Gemara, agodois, some of the agodois that are mentioned in the Gemara, in the Zohar Kodesh, other places. Oy lo'einayim lirois besefer kedvorim hoela. Woe is to the eyes that have to see opinions like this written in Sfarim. Ad sheyesh shekoifrim b'sheidim, to the point where we know there are rabbis who expressed disbelief, they do not believe, they deny the concept of sheidim. Shekol divrei rabbeisenu zal malei mizeh, where all the words of our rabbis, or every Gemara in Shas, mentions, not everyone, many of the Gemaras in Shas mention Shadim, these beings which are a combination of angel and human being. Vehu miyesoidoi soemuna, and this is one of the basic tenets of faith in Hashem, that we believe in everything that Hashem says. Hashem, the Torah is the book of Hashem. Kitzrichim leida ulahamin sheyesh malochim kedoshim, because a Jew is required to believe and to realize that there are holy angels. Ulehefech basitra achra yesh klipois v'sheidim, and on the opposite side of the fence, there are destructive angels, and there are klipois, there are forces of tumah, and there are these sheidim, sheheim mishpochois rabim ma'oid ma'oid, of which there are many thousands and thousands of families of these sheidim. Ve'oichlim kibnei adam, the Gemara describes in what ways they're similar to human beings. They reproduce like human beings. They eat and drink like human beings. Ve'chulu, etc. K'may shom rabbi seinosal, as the Gemara points out, shisha dvorim nemru bohem, that there are six basic things that we understand about how these sheidim function. Veheim mezike alma, and they are a destructive force. They try to harm the Jewish people. They try to mess up the world. Vechol ha'onshim al yodom rachmanson, and all the punishments that Hashem metes out to people or to different parts of the world are carried out via these angels and sheidim at times. Rachmona litzlan, may Hashem save us from it. Ukemoy shekol beis Yisrael maminim bozeh kemoy shubemes, and just as the majority of the regular people in Klal Yisrael believe in these concepts, because again, they read it in the Gemara. If it's in the Gemara, it has to be true. Ukemoy shekvar eru kama maisis mizeh ein misbar, and as there have been many stories regarding angels, regarding these shadim, kemuva b'divrei Rabbi Seinuzal, as is brought throughout the words of our rabbis, b'Gemara u'b'shar sforim rabbi moid, throughout the Gemara and other sforim, ve'eich yale aladas lachloik kovoid lagodol shebigdoilim, and how in the world would it occur to a Jew to show respect to the greatest rabbi? If we're talking about a rabbi not from the time of the Gemara, 500 years or 1,000 years after the closing of the Gemara, bedovor shenoigea neged emunas Yisrael, regarding something that contradicts the faith of the Jewish people, shehu yesoid kol haTorah, which is one of the foundations, one of the basic foundations of the entire Torah. Ubefrat, especially, Shekvar nispashtu sifrei HaZohar HaKodesh v'kisvi HaRizal v'shar sforim HaKdoshim ha'hilchim al pi darcheim HaKdoshim, especially, Rav Nosson Zal says, today, he's talking about in the early 1800s, when we already have the Zohar HaKodesh, the writings of the HaRizal, and the writings of many other great rabbis who followed them, who followed that path. Ubevadai kol divreim shel kol ha'sforim ha'hilchim b'darkei HaKiros, And most definitely, we can say as fact that all of those Sfarim that follow the path of philosophy, and again, that many of them are based on secular philosophers, betelim umivutolim, all of those Sfarim are 0-0 neged dibur echod midivrei Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zal v'talmidov gedoy le'atonim v'amroim, compared to the holy words of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zal or his talmidim, the great Tanoim and Amoroim. Ve'ein laharich bozeh, Rabbi Nosson says, I don't want to elaborate further on this, bedovor hamuvan me'elov, in something that's so obvious. Because if people want to quote, well, what about this rabbi? What about that rabbi? Rabbi Nosson says, what are you talking about? You're comparing this rabbi, even if it's a Rishon, you're comparing him to Rabbi Shimon. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbi Shimon. That's the machlokas? You're talking about apples and you're talking about two different planets. As everybody knows, as all the Sfarim of the Torah tell us, a Rishon can never, ever contradict the word of an Amoira or the word of a Rabbonan Savoiroi, later generations. Al kein, therefore, Sforim Koelu, Hahilchem Medarkei Achakirois, these Sforim that follow this path of philosophy, Tzrichin Biur, need to be destroyed, gotten rid of, if a person has them, or if they're found in any place. Mikol Shkein, Sheroi Ligzor, Sheloi Lat Pisamoid. And most definitely, it is appropriate for rabbis to make it clear that these Sforim should not be published. Avol kol ha-Sforim, ha-hilchem bedarki ha-toyra gdoisha, bederach ha-voisenu, bederach ha-emuna gdoisha, whereas all other Sforim that follow the path of the Holy Torah, that follow the path of our forefathers, that follow the path of pure faith in Hashem and tzaddikim, bevadai mitzvah gedoyla latpisam. It is definitely a great privilege and a great mitzvah to publish a new sefer, more sforim, laharboi sforim kechoil hayom, to increase the amount of sforim in the world like the sand of the sea. Ki kol sefer shemedaber meinyon haTorah, because any sefer that speaks about things related to the Torah, hein bederach hapshat, whether it's simple translation of the Torah, the written Torah, the oral Torah, oy drush, or it's drushois, oy remez, oy soid, oy perush, oy biur, oy sifrei poiskim, oy shailas etshuvois, oy sifrei musar, vagodoy sukyoitzbem. Rav Nosson Zal here is giving every different example of different types of sforim in Judaism. Sforim of halacha, sforim of musar, sforim of shailas etshuv. All of them, kulam nechoichim lamevin, all of them are appropriate for those who understand them, appreciate them, v'kulam tzrichim lehoilam, and all of them are needed by the world. Kulam ahuvim, all of them are beloved, kulam kedoshim, they're all holy, ki kulam medablim meritzoni yisborach, hanelam batoira v'mitzvois, because all of them are speaking about the will of Hashem as we view it, as we understand it, through the Torah and its mitzvahs. Ubevadai osur lokutz beriboy sforim. And therefore it is definitely forbidden for a Jew to show dissatisfaction with so many books. Oh, another book. Oh, they're coming out with another book. Now they're coming out with this. Kemoi shenimtzoim ktsas, as we find that there are some people in Klal Yisrael, asher einehem tzoro kisheroyim shenishchadesh oide is a sefer chodesh, where they look with an evil eye, a negative eye, when they see that a new sefer is coming out or has come out. V'osok yetzei mipiyem, and unpleasant things come out of their mouths. Ke'ilu mitztarim al horishonim shekvar yesh harbei sforim, as if it's enough of a problem, all the sforim that the rabbis wrote till now. We have another problem that they wrote all of these sforim till now. Why are they adding more? ube'emes, the truth is, loy bedas yedaberu. These people are not speaking intelligently. Ki lakol eis uzman l'chol chefetz. Because everything, there's a time for everything. Ki mi achriach oisei l'lmoit zeh sefer. Nobody's forcing you to learn it. You don't want to learn it, don't. Ve'im lo yeloi p'nai l'lmoit zeh sefer achodosh. And if this person will not have the time to learn this new sefer, rak yeval yoma b'sforam shesh mikvar, but rather he chooses to spend this time on sforim that were written 100 years ago, miyim chabiyodai, who's going to stop him? Nobody's stopping him. Nobody's saying you have to learn or you have to buy every new sefer that comes out. Uma ichbasle sheyesh oit sforim boilam. What's it your problem? What is it to you that there's more sforim in the world? Ula yesh b'nei yodam shemesuka lehem zeh sefer daika. Maybe there are people for whom this specific sefer is what's going to do it for them. This sefer, other sforim will not do it for them, will not capture their attention, will not inspire them, will not motivate them, and this sefer will turn them on to Hashem. K'may sheroyim b'chush, as we see in reality, sheyesh b'nei odom sheyesh lan chiyas mi sefer zeh. We see there are people that do enjoy this sefer. Ve'yesh b'nei odom shemechayo isam sefer achar. And there are other people for whom this sefer doesn't turn them on. For them, it's another sefer that does it. Ve'gam ba'odom echad bi'atzmoi. And even regarding one individual person, we're not talking about other people. Let's just talk about one person. Yesh shinuyim bein hazman. People undergo changes. Times change in a person's life. Where at some point in his life, he was focusing his attention on a particular area of Torah. Lefamim misoyra l'Hashem yisborach ha'idei dover zeh shebesefer zeh. Sometimes a person gets turned on. They get inspired by something that they see in this particular sefer. And at times, that doesn't do it for them. And it's only by looking into a different sefer that that's what catches their attention and that's what inspires them. And in addition, even a person who loves Torah and he spends as much of his time as he can on it because he realizes that's what we were created for. Yesh pnai bimei ha'odom asher uchay al pnei adoma. People do have the time, in the time that Hashem has allocated for a human being to live on this world, la'ayin ulahabit b'sforim har be'moid. To look at, to study, to see many, many books. You'd be surprised how much a person can read. Lahavdil, we know women sometimes, or kids, who like to read. You can't believe it. It's like they're swallowing the books. The parents buy books. I finished it. You finished it. You just started. Yeah, I started. I just read for 3 hours. No problem, you know. So people do have time. People do have time, and people who want swallow books. They go through them one after another. Again, we see working people. People who are working people with families and all kinds of obligations. And suddenly you turn around and in 7 years, they finish the whole Shas. 2,700 pages. Prince says, where in the world did you find the time? Well, I did it. It's not, you know, it's an hour here, an hour there. You know, it happens. K'moy sheroinu kama gedoilim shohayu bekiyim bekama sforam harbe moid. Especially as we find many great people in Klal Yisrael who knew a lot of books. So you can't say that, well, what do you need all these books? Who's going to read them? There are people that are going to read them. People are reading them. And now Rav Nosson Zal makes the argument even stronger. Why can't we take a kal v'chomer from the non-Jews, from the secular world? Ki loy kiblu es ha-toyra gdoisha. They were not given the Torah. They rejected the Torah. They said no thanks when Hashem offered them the Torah. V'chol inyonei chachmosam hu be'iskei olam hazeh. And therefore, all of their knowledge, all of their culture revolves around this physical, materialistic world. It doesn't go beyond there because they rejected spirituality. They rejected Olam Haba, that stuff. So they are limited to the materialistic, physical world. Shehu Hevel Varik, which is nonsense. Sail over, it passes like a fleeting shadow. V'afal Pikein, and even though it's such nonsense, and it's over in 70 years or 80 years, yesh lohem harbe sforim alofim urevovois barichos godol moed. These guys have written hundreds of thousands or millions of books, and some of the books are 800 pages, and some of the books are 1,000 pages. Ubechol medino medino nischachna eslam sifreim harbe moed. And each and every country, you figure one country is doing it, and that's enough. No. Every single country. In France, they're putting out millions of books in French. And in Germany, they're putting out millions of books in German. Each one putting out millions and millions of books on nothing, on Olam Hazeh. B'chol Shono, Kemat Kol Yom, every year and just about every day. This was 200 years ago. Now it's every minute. Every minute or every 30 seconds, there's new books being generated. Ve'enom kotzim beribui sifreim, and they don't get tired. They don't get upset that there's too many books. Nobody says there's too many books. Umadua nivgoid anachnu chas v'shom. So why would a Jew, and sometimes a religious Jew supposedly, have the chutzpah, have the stupidity to rebel, to go against lahakbid chas v'shalom al ribui hasforim shel haTorah Kedoshah, to complain and to get upset about they're coming out with too many books, there's too many sfarim. Asher hi chayenu v'orech yameinu bo'olam hazeh u'bo'olam haba, which the Torah is our life, not just in this world. The Torah isn't limited to the materialistic world, but rather the Torah is our connection to eternity, to Olam Haba, shekuloi oroich v'toiv lo'il me'adol netzach netzachim, which is the ultimate good, eternal good. V'haloi kama tachbulois oisin, v'kama sforim la'alofim u'revovois mechabrim b'shvil iskei Olam Hazeh. How many books are being produced? How many recipe books are there? Let's just talk about recipe books. Again, every minute, they're cranking them out in France, in the United States, in Israel, all over the world. How much can you eat, man? I mean, you can eat, we can eat 13 francs, 13 hamburgers in an hour. But who in the what? And yet, they're still coming out. Every day, there's a new recipe book with tofu, with pastrami, with salat, with everything. Kal v'chomer, ben b'noi shel kal v'chomer. If that's what they're doing in Gashmius, if that's what's going on in materialism, in nonsense, kama alfe alofem v'ribe rivavoy sforim adein keitz, how many millions of sforim we need, on utzrichen l'chaber latvis, we need to write and publish, b'shvil hatachles v'achrin l'olam haba, in order to guide Jews, guide people of the world, how to get to eternal life. These books are all telling you about how to enjoy your 70 years here, supposedly, and get acid indigestion and reflux and all of that, and cancer and every other thing in the world. But here we're talking about how to get to eternity. If they're generating millions of books, how many millions and trillions of books need to be written and publicized to teach mankind how to really live a proper life, a spiritual life, and how to get to Olam Haba? Ki onu tzrichin lohochin latzmenu tzedo ledarkenu horochuk moed moed. Because we need to prepare suitcases with food to take with us for our long, long journey. Ukvar nilkedu rabim moed moed betaiva soilam hazeh vahavola v'tusav. And we know that unfortunately many, many people, even Jews, have gotten caught up and trapped and ensnared in all the temptations and all the desires of the materialistic world, the physical world. The kama tachbulois, the kama sforim ein misbor, onu tzrichin lechadish b'chol yom. And therefore, how many tricks do we need? And how many holy sforim do we have to put out k'dei limtza etza v'tachbula, in order to find solutions, in order to find tricks, lahatzil es nafshoseinu, to rescue our souls, to save ourselves, v'nefesh boneinu ubnoseinu, and our children, our sons and daughters, v'atluyim bonen, and all of our friends, lahatzil kulam mini shachas, to save them from falling into the pits and the mistakes that most people fall into living in this world. And to guide them as to how to be able to live in this world, to live a life that will lead to eternal life. Which means to bring them close to Torah and serving Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another very interesting point to this. V'gam, and in addition to everything we've said till now, ki ha'olam oimrim b'shem ha'Baal Shem Tov zecher tzadik livracha, people tell over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that he once spoke about a pasuk. The pasuk can tell him where it says Toras Hashem temima meshivas nefesh. The Torah of Hashem is complete. It is whole, and it restores the soul. That the Baal Shem Tov interpreted that pasuk, ki Toras Hashem temima adayim. The Torah of Hashem is complete, which means nobody has even penetrated the surface yet. With all the millions of svarim that have been written, with all of the analysis that all the tzaddikim have done today, the Torah is still, it's like a river that's frozen, it's got ice on it. Nobody has penetrated the surface of the Torah yet. That's how the Baal Shem Tov interpreted that pasuk, Torah Hashem Tamima. That because the Torah is infinite. Hashem is infinite, which means the Torah is infinite. When you're dealing with infinity, the number 1,000 and the number a billion doesn't bring you any closer to infinity. The number 1,000 and the number, if we're counting, we're racing, we're trying to get up to infinity, we're trying to get to that place called infinity, whether I have 1,000 or I have 100 billion, I haven't shortened the gap yet. I haven't closed in. I'm not closing in on it. So again, if Hashem is infinite and the word of Hashem is infinite, with everything that's written, we haven't even penetrated the surface yet. This is how the Baal Shem Tov understood the greatness of Hashem. Ki Toras Hashem Tamim Adayim, Ki Lo Nogu Bo Adayim. We haven't even touched it yet. Nimtza. So if that's the case, we see shekol hasforim agdoshim vanoiroim shekvar nimtzuim boilam, that all the whole awesome holy books that are already in the world, adayin loinogu be'etzem ha-Torah, they haven't yet touched the essence of the Torah yet. V'ato, and now, re'ei v'hovein, start thinking and realizing kama sforim tzrichen oid, how many more sforim need to be published and written, ad shenaschil ligo ba'Torah, so that we will penetrate the surface. We will go 1 millimeter down to penetrate the surface of the Torah. The kolshkein, and how much more so, lovoi lachadoreha, to enter into the rooms of the Torah, v'leireid l'umka, and to enter into the true depth of Torah, Rav Nosson says, don't worry, you ain't there yet. We haven't gotten there yet. We haven't gotten close to there. I'll never forget, I've told this story in the past, I think once or twice, but it's important to repeat. I mentioned it in different contexts. There was once a young man who was a gibor, Samson. He was a powerhouse. This guy wasn't afraid of anything just about. And this was at a time about 40 years ago when in New York there were many incidents of non-Jews insulting Jews in the street or throwing eggs at, especially on Halloween, on their unholy days. It was a normal thing, was perfect etiquette to throw eggs at yeshiva boys or at synagogues, to break windows, things like that. That's part of the celebration. And there was an organization at the time, the Jewish Defense League, that got together, and one of their missions was to try to make it clear to non-Jews that this is unacceptable. And if you're going to insult a Jew, you're going to get hurt in the process. Or if you're going to, chas shalom, break a window, You might get your glasses broken or your head broken, etc. And some of these guys were really tough, not afraid. I remember there was a picture in the New York Times once, front page, because one of the esteemed black leaders once decided to get in touch with the wealthiest synagogue in the United States, I think, was certainly in New York, which was Temple Emmanuel, naturally a Reform synagogue in middle of Manhattan. And he said he was coming to pick up a check for a couple of $1 million for the persecution that the Jew boys had persecuted blacks, you know, during the times of slavery, everything. And, you know, he was coming to pick up the check. So at the time, these guys heard, the Jewish Defense League heard about this, and they showed up with baseball bats, chains, tire irons, standing in front of Temple Emmanuel, despite the fact that they weren't invited. They weren't asked to come. They were asked not to come, and they weren't asking Temple Emmanuel either what to do. Showed up to say that we are the welcoming committee. Mm-hmm. This is, we're looking forward to these blacks coming to pick up the check. In addition to the check, they're going to get other checks and balances. You know, naturally, they never showed up to pick up that check, etc. So one of these guys with the chains and the tire irons and everything, at one point, started getting interested in Hasidus and in Breslov. And he started coming to the shiurim. He started coming to Rav Rosenfeld's shiurim and started getting turned on, you know, to, you know, more religious and everything. And he started getting some heat from friends, parents, insulting him for becoming religious, becoming more religious, and especially Breslov, this, that. And at one point, he made a trip to Israel with us. We came to Eretz Yisrael in the summertime, made a trip to Israel, and we went to visit one of the leaders of Breslov in Yerushalayim. And this young man came along. And at the time, he was very, very perplexed. He was at a crossroads, deciding whether he was going to continue trying to become more religious and becoming close to Breslov, or not, or to walk away from it because too much heat, too much controversy, too much conflict. And I remember this rabbi, who was at the time about 80, 85 years old, he was about 4.5 feet tall, 5 feet, you know, short, very elderly, very wide. He heard the story about this person, about how powerful, how he's not afraid to stand up to 3,000 blacks or this, but for somebody to say, well, what are you doing? You're becoming religious, you know what's going to happen if you be, you know, that was frightening him away. That he was very frightened of. So I remember he walked over to him and he put his hand like around his, he couldn't reach his shoulder, but he put his hand around him and he told him, you have nothing to be afraid of. Don't worry. If you're worried about becoming a Breslover, you don't have to worry. You ain't anywhere near there yet, and nobody is. There was one Breslov Chassid, and that was Rabbi Nachman. So you have nothing to worry about, period. This was the concept. The rabbi was Rabbi Yochaim Roizen, Zichron of Racha, one of the leaders of Breslov. But again, like the Baal Shem Tov said here, that there are people who are concerned that this religious stuff, they're taking over. The religion's because it's so bad, so many books. The Baal Shem Tov said, don't worry. We haven't begun to begin getting close to Hashem yet. If a person thinks we're becoming so religious because we have so many books, nothing to worry about yet. Al kein, therefore, kol hasforim hagdoishim sheneschabru adhena, all the holy books that have been published till today, adayin einom chelek me'elef, are not yet 1/1000th, from the many, many books that are going to be revealed, when the real secrets of Torah start being published, get published. Like Rav Nosson said before, that the fact that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students wrote the Zohar Kodesh, that opened up a floodgate for the Torah Shebaal Peh to be written, and that brought thousands and thousands of books. Wait till the door opens a little wider. Wait till the Arizal comes out with the Kisvi Arizal. Wait till Ovitza. Wait till the door opens a little wider and more Sisrei Torah are revealed. You'll see then how much bigger, how many millions of Sforim can be written, you know, in Torah Shebaal Peh. Al kein therefore tzrichim li zoher livli lahalig ulevaseis chas v'sholom shum sefer ha'hoylech al pidarkei ha'torah tesha. Therefore, a religious Jew, person who believes in Hashem, should be extremely careful never, ever, to make fun of any sefer, a new sefer coming out, or any sefer, a sefer that follows the path of the Holy Torah, based on the Gemara, al pi ha-Gemara, u-medroshim, v'sifrei ha-zoyar, v'kisvei ha-rizal, ki kulam tzrichim l'ho'olam, because every single one of them is needed by the world. V'gam ki yesh kama v'kama medinois v'ayores shel Yisrael, and especially since there are many countries and many cities where there are Jews, and in those places, those sfarim reach those places, and those people live on those sfarim, and in other places, they live on different, so each one according to their nature, their style, their this, each one is drawn to different things. We know, for example, South Africa, those that are familiar, South Africa, Johannesburg, those places, until about 20, 30 years ago, South Africa, most of the Jews, the vast, vast majority, I'm talking about 90% or 98% of the Jews there, were all of Lithuanian descent. It was mostly Litvish town, and everybody knew that the only Sfarim that are found in their synagogues in those places are Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, things that follow that methodology. And there was maybe a drop of a drop of a drop, literally infinitesimal, Chabad. Chabad makes sure to get everywhere that Coca-Cola can get to, so Chabad's going to be there. So they even made it to South Africa, but a tiny, tiny droplet. And in the past 30 years, there's a major revolution taking place where thousands of Sfarim, thousands of Hasidish Sfarim, are found in those places, and people are being invited, rabbis are being invited to speak there, and drawing audiences of hundreds of people, hundreds even more, who are showing an interest in these forum. So here again, who's to say what, that just because 50 years ago it was like this, times change, people change, needs change, and Rav Nosson Zal showing us here that this is something that a nice Jewish boy or girl would never ever do, to speak against or to make fun of in any way or to be negative in any way towards any sefer, including new sfarim that are being published. On the contrary, the more we see it happening, the more we know that if anything's gonna improve the world, this is it. Hold it over here for now. You never heard it. You weren't, yeah. But I'm saying, picture, you understand?